Today we're studying the church. You know, God has always had a people. Many a foolish conqueror has made the mistake of thinking that because he's driven the church of Jesus Christ out of sight, that he has stilled its voice and snuffed out its life. The powerful current of a rushing river is not diminished because it is forced to flow underground. The purest water is the stream that bursts crystal clear into the sunlight after it has fought its way through solid rock. There have been charlatans who, like Simon the magician, sought to barter on the open market that power which cannot be bought or sold, men who could not be bought and women who were beyond purchase. There have been times of affluence and prosperity when the church's message has nearly been diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it either socially attractive or neatly organized or financially profitable. It has been gold-plated and draped in purple and encrusted with jewels. It's been misrepresented, ridiculed, lauded, scorned. And these followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to the whim of the time, either elevated as sacred leaders or martyred as heretics. And yet, through it all, ladies, there marches on that powerful army of the meek, God's chosen people, who could not either be bought, murdered, martyred, or stilled. And Jesus Christ, according to his word, is in the midst of his church. As you found in your study, he's the very head of it. He's coming again to make it his bride. And he loves the church so much that he gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, and that she should be holy and blameless. Well, let me ask you, ladies, as you're part of the body of Christ, how are you adorning your part of the body? Do you pray, believing yourself to be a part of the worldwide body of believers, which is the church? 1 Corinthians 12:26 and 27 tells us that if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. How about it, fellow Christian? Are you caring for the weak parts of our body? Even that weak Christian who lives next door or down the street, who doesn't like your church? Have you visited her in the hospital? Have you taken an unexpected goodie to a busy person? Have you really cared about the needs of one Christian? I think too often we've adopted as believers the little child's poem that says, "Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors and see all the people." And we come to believe that the church is merely a building or a congregation. We fail to see behind those buildings and faces to realize that the church is really a hospital for sinners and not a showcase for saints. We are people with like needs, desiring one another's fellowship and encouragement and challenge of life. I'm so glad for 1 Corinthians 10:13 that tells me, "There hath no temptation taken me, but such as is common to man." Isn't that an encouragement to you to know that other believers have the same temptation? And Hebrews 10:24 and 25 says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Have you been stirring up love and good works lately? Have you been encouraging others? Have you received that from your fellowship with believers? Let me share those same verses out of the Living Bible with you. In response to all that he has done for us, let us outdo each other in being helpful and kind to each other and in doing good. Let us not neglect our church meetings, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back again is drawing near. We need each other. Romans 12:5 says, "So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another." And so, ladies, in response to all he has done for us, let us outdo each other in being helpful and kind to each other and in doing good. It's been nice visiting with you again today, and you know, the Spanish have a saying that I would like to leave with you, "Vaya con Dios," which means "go with God."